White. Oakland, California, May 1st, 1876. Dear husband, we are all well this morning. Last night, Mr. and Mrs. Wright called. We had a good visit. The conversation ran on bank stock, how many were getting rich from investing their means. Some also were meeting with loss. Thus, losses and gains were discussed by Mr. and Mrs. Wright and Sister Rice and Mary. Now, Mrs. Wright said, Mrs. White must say something. She must tell us what she thinks. She has not said a word yet. Well, said I, slowly, I have been many years investing in bank stock and met with no loss. It has yielded me back all the principal and heavy interest. All looked up with surprise. Mary smiled. Mr. Wright asked, Where have you invested? In heavenly stock. I have been sending my treasure before me into heaven. The owner in this heavenly stock had warned me, Lay not up for yourself treasures upon the earth, and told me the danger I should incur of great losses. But he had counseled me, Lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. This investment is certain, and will yield immense profits. Mrs. Wright remarked, And it will pay every day as you go along. You may not have to wait the rise and fall of stock. It is sure returns, no danger of losses. We then bid them good night, and left them this to think of. Praise the name of the Lord for the evidence we have daily of our treasure being laid up in heaven. Precious investment. I want the assurance from day to day that Jesus is mine and I am his. I fear in the letter I sent you last, you may think I am complaining, but I did not intend it at all. We get along so nicely. We are doing a great work, and the blessing of the Lord rests upon me. I expect he will do great things for me. He is rich in mercy, rich in power, and has a large treasure of love he will give to those who ask him, for he has promised it. I have made an entire surrender to God of all I am. He will accept the sacrifice, and I shall be made partaker of his grace and salvation. I will cling. I do cling to the arm that is an everlasting support and a continual defense. I will not let go my hold. Yesterday prepared matter from my book for the signs. Now please tell me, shall I give a full relation of our experience in the Eastern fanaticism, and shall I give particulars of cases that were healed? I want to be giving the matter I should. You know my book will not reach many of the first-day Adventists. The paper they will be more likely to see. I want their slang and lies to be met, and I think we cannot do it better than to give the straight chain right through. If this history runs through the next volume, I think it would be well. I think those who are interested in the history would be interested to read all, and would subscribe the more readily for the next volume. Please write something in regard to the matter. We want you to state your views freely.